Yo, dude, can I ask you a question?
Sir.
You down to do a podcast right now?
A podcast?
Yes, sir.
What do you got going on right now?
It's all about positivity, love, inspiration.
Yeah, I love that. I'm all about it.
Yeah, let's go, gang. Let's go.
So, you guys, welcome to the All Fire, No Fluff podcast. We got Jack here. We outside. And Jack, I seen him, and I could tell he was on his thing. He was in motion, right? And what were you doing, bro? Were you coaching when I came up to you?
So, no, I was actually filming a video talking about exactly how our brain plays the biggest factor in how we're getting into shape. You know what I mean? Our brain is the reason we get into shape, not information and stuff like that. We have to change exactly, how we think and what we do in order to get into the shape that we want to be. You can't just, you know, get all the information, do it one day, and think your life's gonna change. It's not how it works, you know? So I was talking about that on the camera, just kind of explaining it, you know, really deep diving, because again, when it comes to social media, you want to really talk to people and relate with them. And for me, creating that connection with my followers is like the biggest thing, because I want to become relatable. I'm a real human. I'm not one of these influencers out there. I'm here to change people's lives, you know? And if you guys don't know what I do, I'm an online fitness coach. Built a pretty awesome community, so I'm pretty proud of that. Got a bunch of awesome guys in there, and they're all chasing one goal, and that's just to change their lifestyle, right? Be the best version of themselves. So, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why we got Jack here in the hot seat. He on fire, bro. This is the type of stuff I love to hear. And so many dudes out there, and that's the niche, that's in particular who we're speaking with, are the guys, because it seems like we kind of got a little fluffy along the way somehow. And we got to get back on track. And this is why we got Jack here. Jack, what's one of the easiest routes that you've learned when you're off track? How do you get back on?
If you're off track, the biggest thing you have to realize is that you're your biggest enemy, right? So if you're off track, you gotta realize there's gotta be some type of mental switch in you and realize, okay, I need to change my life, because in 3 to 6 months, I can't continue to be this way, you know? But it's really up to you. Like I said, it's up to the individual. I've hopped on calls with many of people that want to get into shape, don't realize like the work that it actually takes. So if you know you need to get on track, then you have to be willing to put in the work to get there. But if you're not willing to do that, you know, you're not gonna get there.
That's so well.
So it's a rough truth, but seriously, it's really up to you. And you know, there's gonna be individuals there to help you, and there's gonna be people that can hold you accountable, but self-accountability goes a long way as well. So you have to hold yourself accountable if you really want to change your lifestyle. Because again, getting into shape isn't just about all the looks. It's about how you feel. It's about how you walk with confidence. It's about, you know, the opportunities that open up in your life. You know, there's a lot more to it than just having a cool physique and stuff like that. So.
Wow, gotta be well-rounded, guys. And if he takes you to water, you gotta drink. Don't be the horse that don't drink. Just take a sip, man, and you're gonna see it's a whole different part of life that you yourself asked for. And I love this thing. The guy asked me, I asked him, and he said, what was the identity that you had that when you made this phone call? And that changed me. It was like a pitch. I was like, bro, how do you get people to see? He was like, I say, what was the identity that you had that made you dial this phone or made you ask for these services? And I love that, because you always just got to be focused in on that change.
Yeah, like I said, there's this one thing that this is actually part of the video. Your thoughts lead to your emotions. Your emotions lead to your experiences. Your experiences lead to exactly how we think, feel, touch, everything, right? It's in our senses. And then that leads into our personality, right? Our behaviors. But then your personality is obviously your personal reality. So that's, if you could change all those thoughts, because we have 50,000 thoughts in a day, maybe more. If you're not willing to change 90% of that, nothing's ever gonna change and you're gonna remain the same. So there's 50,000 thoughts that you could think in a day, right? But if you don't change, if they're the same every single day, like 90% of them, you're gonna remain the same. So you gotta realize that in your subconscious, you gotta change that. You gotta change it.
Now, when you, because it seems like you've really had a strong mindset since day one, bro. Were you ever, like, let's say, were you ever fat? Like, when you were out of shape, how did you find that? Like, how did you know?
So, I was extremely skinny. It's a funny story. I was on the varsity soccer team. I made it as a freshman, which was pretty awesome. But, did your camera die?
Nah, it's still recording.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was a freshman, and this guy was like, "Hey, you're never gonna touch the field if you don't get bigger." Because I was like very, very skinny. So I was like, "Okay." I went to my mom's basement that morning, and I picked up 10-pound dumbbells, picked up 10-pound dumbbells and just started curling. And ever since that day, it was a complete mindset shift, like I was talking about. That's why I always preach: it's in the mindset. It's not in the information; it's in your head, right? So ever since that day, my life changed. And then COVID continued to work out. And then from on, I was just like, all right, I'm just going to keep getting ripped. Played soccer for
you got on the field?
For 4 years. No, but I went to college after that. Played soccer in college for 4 years. Biggest one on the field.
That's
and everybody always like came up to me, asked me, like, yo, how are you doing this? How are you so shredded and stuff like that? So I like that feeling. And then also being able to help them, like tell them exactly what I was doing, was also an amazing feeling as well. So,
bro literally turned his weakness into his strength.
Yeah.
He said, I ain't gonna stop there. You took the critique as constructive and you ran with it and you built a frame, literally, bro, that is taking you places.
Yep.
That's amazing.
So again, like every single time I fail, it's not a, okay, I'm going to quit this, because I still have those thoughts, right? It's a, how am I going to overcome this situation and be the best version of myself, you know? So.
Bro, give me some, we got an audience here that hasn't, let's say they've never gotten their hands on a coach.
Yeah.
What are some top three things why you would need a coach? There's probably an infinite amount of reasons why you would need a coach, but give me some top three ones people typically need.
Well, let's think about it, okay? Because again, the information's out there. We have ChatGPT there. So you could get all the information. The first thing that you need to realize, a coach is what holds you accountable. So if you have a good coach that has a good program with a good community, the people inside are gonna give you that motivation that you need, and that you're gonna see everybody else chasing their goals, you're gonna see someone hit a new PR, you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I want that. If it's possible for them, it's possible for me. So accountability is the biggest thing that comes with a coach, okay? Second, it's a good question. Because everything, like I said, it all comes down to mindset. Like for me, I always make sure that I'm responding to my guys within at least 5 minutes. I'm always on my phone. I know that sounds bad, my screen time's very high, but I make sure that I'm always talking to them as soon as possible, because they need that support person to get them where they need to be. And as soon as they breach out from that support person, they don't need help anymore. They already understand exactly how they want to live and they already changed their lifestyle. So I'm there for you 24/7, and that's something that my guys love a lot. So. And then I would say the third thing genuinely is just creating that structure plan that's sustainable, rather than just giving you something that you do for 6 months, you lose the weight, and then you go back, you fall victim to the person that you used to be, right? Because you don't have something that's sustainable. What I do is I provide something to these guys that is sustainable so they could do it for the rest of their life. I don't want you in my coaching for more than a year. I don't want you in there. You guys could choose how long you would work with me, but if you're there longer than a year, something's going wrong. So I want to make sure that you're able to get out of there 3, 6, 12 months, right? And then just do it for the rest of your life. And I always say this, there's no generational wealth without any generational health, okay? So.
Ooh. Hey, man, your health is worth more than the bread you're going to get. Like, if you're not healthy to spend it, what's it all for, guys? Yeah. Hey, this guy stays on a high frequency. Jack is always on a high frequency. That is, and you're how old, Jack?
I'm 22.
Bro is 22. And he feels like he's old. And he's 22. That means he's wise above his years. I would tap into that. Bro is hungry.
Yeah.
He's hungry for change, not only in his own self, but in those as well that are around him, bro. He would love to see you go from a 1, a 2, a 3 to that 10 that we all aspire to be.
Yeah.
Jack can be in your corner, be the one telling you really to get up and
unless
get going.
We grow together, man. Like, it's not like I'm not teaching you the whole way. Like, I created a friendship and a bond and a brotherhood, right? It's different than just being a coach. I like to call it a brotherhood because I'm growing as well. And most of the guys that I work with are 30s to 50s, so they're older than me and they have a lot of advice for me as well. But I have one certain skill to take them to one certain place, and they have certain skills to take me to a different place. So we're all growing together, man.
Wow.
And that's what it's really about.
Wow, that's the iron sharpens iron mentality that we like to hear about.
Thank
Yeah. Hey, Jack, how do we find you, bro? Let's say homies are wanting to look you up right now. How do we find you?
So on Instagram, it's JackHart02 or JackHart02. TikTok, couldn't even tell you right now. But Instagram is where you're going to find me. Yeah, JackHart02. And then YouTube as well. Got all the links in there, so you can check it out if you guys like. I look forward to hearing from you if you guys are interested in, you know, really change your lifestyle, upgrading the version of yourself.
Guys, tap in. Now's the time to do it. It's 2025. Everybody knows that this is a time for change. Ain't no more fluff. Ain't no more of that going around. We can't do it anymore. It's just no more time, bros. It's time to tap in. It's time to lock in. Get that courage back. Get that power back. Straighten that crown. And you got people like Jack here in your corner that are willing to help you do that.
Yes, sir.
Bro, that's amazing.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's next? What's next for the vision, Jack? Where do you perceive yourself, man?
Man,
put it out there.
So, like I said, we have our online coaching, but the whole goal is just to build a gym. That's my whole goal. It's been it since a kid. I always wanted my own gym. Always loved the gym. Been training for 6 years, guys. Bulked, mini cuts, all this stuff. It's crazy. So the gym is the ultimate goal. It's going to be named Hardcore Fitness.
Woo! Yep.
And that's what my business name right now is, Hardcore Fitness. So my last name's Hartford. So
let's go.
Little party right there.
Hey, it all comes full circle. God is good. Hardcore Fitness coming soon. Brought to you by Jack. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Jack, thank you for being here, bro.
Yeah,
God bless you, man.
Yeah.
He's about to go get a workout in. I thought he was just done.
No. We're going to go right now.
I was about to go right now.
Yeah. Put in the extra work as well. We'll go 2 times today. I went 2 times yesterday, 2 times today. You know, I had a little rough weekend. Had some people over, so I didn't eat correctly and stuff like that. So we're going to double down on the work just to get back to where we need to be. So that's what's going on.
God bless you, Jack.
Yeah, take it easy. All right.
Hey, tap in, guys.
Hey, see you later.